9:40 on a Thursday morning. We are about 2.5 weeks away from the August primary here in Michigan. This will be the biggest election since the beginning of coronavirus. There's an organization that wants to make sure that everybody has equal access to casting a ballot, and that organization is called All Voting is Local. The Michigan director of All Voting is Local is with us right now, Agogo Adebbi. Agogo, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's good to be with you again. We were talking back in May.
I remember that before the May election, which was a smaller almost like a test run to see how voting in the age of coronavirus would go. One thing that I noted, Agogo, was that with the May election, even though we talked about it and we talked about it a lot here on the radio and I saw a lot of things on social media about it, the day of the election, a lot of people were really surprised when they got to their precinct and found out it was closed.
Well, that's what we're trying to address. If you remember, back in May, the rules were relaxed to the point that a jurisdiction could decide how many polling places that they could have. That's not going to be the case in August or in November. Mm-hmm. And actually, under Michigan law, a local jurisdiction is not allowed to have more than 3,000 registered voters in one precinct, and no polling location is allowed to have more than 6 precincts, so 18,000 voters at the most. And that's going to be enforced for this coming election. So people, you know, can vote in person, although I think local clerks would prefer that they vote by mail.
Yeah, and that opportunity certainly exists. I've got my ballot right in front of me here, as a matter of fact, ready to fill out and send in, as I think a lot of people do. What do you want people to know, though, about voting by mail?
Well, I want them to know it's safe. You know, the since we last talked, the Secretary of State has launched an online tool at michigan.gov/vote. to allow people to apply for an absentee ballot online. And you have to have your driver's license number and the last 4 digits of your social. You know, that's another great way to secure the process. But you can do it online. And once you get your ballot, return it as fast as possible so that the clerk can get it by 8 p.m. on election day, which is the statutory deadline.
There are a lot of critics of voting by mail who say that it opens up the pathway to fraud. And we might have even talked about this back in May, Agogo, the fact that a lot of people got that form to fill out to get a ballot for somebody that didn't even live at their house.
Yeah, well, this is a thing that I think some people are just struggling with because it's so new. In a typical election cycle before Proposition 3, which gave everybody the right to vote by mail for any reason, and before COVID, only 23%, like 23 to 30% of our residents were voting by mail. So this is very new. But essentially, what the Secretary of State did is no different than if you or I walked down our street in our neighborhood and stuffed an application in everybody's mailbox. I can't apply for your ballot, nor can you apply for mine, because I have to sign my signature, and the signature is compared to the signature on file with my driver's license. Mm-hmm. And even if I do it online, like I said, you have to know your driver's license number and the last 4 digits of your Social Security. And that's compared at the application process, and then your signature is compared when you turn in the ballot. So there are a lot of safeguards built into the system to ensure that there isn't any cheating. And just one final point, the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative group, has been tracking voter fraud for the last 20 years. And out of 250 million ballots cast, there have only been 206 cases of voter fraud involving absentee voting, mail-in voting. So it's safe.
And obviously we want to avoid long lines on election day, especially with COVID-19. It's just not safe, even if you're socially distanced, 6 feet apart and everything. I think people don't want to be standing in line for hours and hours.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the reasons why we've got to have increased satellite polling locations. That's another innovation of Proposition 3, that clerks are required 40 days out from an election going forward to have ballots available at the clerk's office or another office that they prefer. And on the on the weekend before the election, there's got to be 8 hours available on that weekend. But we'd encourage clerks to expand that to the 2 weeks before and to ensure that there are ample hours available so people can, if they want to vote in person, they can go into a satellite polling location, get a ballot and vote and do it in a safe manner, especially in the midst of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your prediction for the August primary? I don't mean the outcome, just how do you think this is all going to go with mail-in voting, absentee voting, voting in person? What do you foresee in the next 2.5 weeks?
Well, I think, right now, the Secretary of State released, I think it's 1.7 million people have requested a mail-in ballot. So that's, I think we're going to beat records in terms of turnout. I think most of the turnout is going to be through mail because, you know, August is typically a low turnout election. And I think the people who do vote during the primary probably decided to vote by mail this time. I think it's going to be somewhat different come November, but I think things will hopefully go well. I think there are going to be some issues just because it's so unprecedented, but I think it will largely run smoothly.
Well, we sure hope so. Good information, Agogo. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being with us. We hope everything goes well on August the 4th.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.